Hey, good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Herbert. Thanks for joining us as it is time once again, or will be shortly, to tell you about some of the things that are going on at Nevada Regional Medical Center and to help us do that. And by the way, the program brought to you by NRMC and 97.5 FM, Double K Country. But as always, to help us introduce our guest for the day is Jennifer Eaton from NRMC. Jennifer, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Mike.
Good. Good to see you. And it's in the summer months here. And tell us about our guest today. We've got a first-timer.
We do. I brought Dawn Mitchell with me today. She is one of our sleep technicians here at NRMC. And we're going to talk today about EEG services. And NRMC is pleased to now offer this routine testing for patients 18 and older.
All right, very good. Well, Dawn, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to meet you.
You too. And all right, so let's just start off with the basics. What is an EEG?
So an electroencephalogram is a test that is painless, non-invasive, and it's a procedure that we're looking to see if there's any electrical abnormalities in your brain.
So Jennifer's mentioned now that the hospital is now offering that routine testing for patients 18 and older. So what are some of the common neurological symptoms that warrant an EEG?
Some of those are seizure activity or epilepsy, episodes of loss of consciousness, altered mental status, memory concerns, or other neurological symptoms.
So if a patient comes to see your department, what should they expect during an EEG test?
So the test in all lasts 60 to 90 minutes from start to finish. So when you get up to our room, I hook you up to 22 small electrodes with a water-soluble paste. Those give us brainwave activity so we can see what's going on. We'll have two wires hooked up to your chest for heart monitor as well. The patient will either be able to lie in the bed or sit in the recliner. We just want them nice and comfortable for the test. Once we get going, we have a couple of activation procedures that we do. We have the patient lay there with their eyes open, closed, and then we do a series of flashing photic stimuli lights, kind of like a strobe light, and they go on and off every 10 seconds for 8 cycles. And then we do some hyperventilation and try to provoke some abnormalities while they're hooked up.
Okay, so if somebody is wanting to get this done, what are the steps? How do they get this scheduled?
You want to get a physician's referral first. That is the number one required thing. So if you're experiencing any of the symptoms discussed earlier, contact your doctor and see if you're eligible to be a good candidate for an EEG.
All right, and Jennifer, if they want to call and get more information, how do they contact the hospital about that?
Yeah, so they would want to call and ask for our respiratory therapy department. So they could call the main hospital line, 417-667-3355, and then their extension is 3183.
All right, very good. Don, we'll get back to you in a second. Let's go, while we've got the microphone on Jennifer, let her talk about a couple of events that are coming up.
Yes, so our next community blood drive is on Thursday, July 23rd, and that is from noon to 6 p.m. up in our mezzanine conference room. We do that in partnership with Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. They are our main supplier of our blood and blood products for the hospital. So again, Thursday, July 23rd, noon to 6. You can give them a call directly or you can go to their website, cbco.org, and search for drives. And ours is Nevada Community Drive is how you find ours.
All right. And big event in September.
Yes, we are working fast and feverishly. Save the date for the 11th annual Foundation Designer Purse Bingo, and that will be on Sunday, September 27th. So stay tuned.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to that and hearing more about that as time gets near. Back to Don Mitchell, again, sleep technician of Nevada Regional Medical Center, has been with us today. Don, thank you for the information. Hopefully, we'll see you again soon. Thank you. That is today. And Jennifer, we'll see you next time.
Yep, thanks.
That is today's program, the NRNC Pride Report, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and 97.5 FM, Double K Country. Until next time, I'm Mike Herbert. Thanks for joining us.